greater than our darkness is the title of my talk this morning. Greater than our darkness. We just had an interesting game where you were all mentioning different things that come to mind when you think of the Bible. And I find it interesting that a lot of these things we were mentioning relate in one form or the other to light. Talk of Jesus, the light of God, the light of the world. God, he said, let there be light. The everlasting Father is also the creator of light. And on and on and on, you know, in one form or the other, most of those people we mentioned or the things that come to mind, David, he said, Lord, you are my light and my salvation, and so on and so forth. Now, last Sunday, we reflected on the truth that God's wisdom is greater than ours. If you were here last Sunday, you recall that we talked a bit about Joseph. How many of you remember? Just wave your hand if you were here or you listened to it on the through the church website or the YouTube. We said in that talk that there are so many moments in our lives, just like Joseph, when we won't understand what God is doing. In Joseph's case, his brother, we said they threw him into a pit. They got him sold into slavery. He was falsely accused of rape and ended up in prison. And we said if you were Joseph, in those dark years, it would have been difficult to see the hand of God in any of those things that was going on. But many years later, the same brothers who were so mean and wicked to Joseph stood before him. And by this time, Joseph was already a very big man, the prime minister of Egypt. And Joseph could then look back and see that God had been working in his life all along. All those years, through God's wisdom, there had been a purpose behind the twists and turns of Joseph's story. God's wisdom was greater than Joseph's understanding. So today we move from what we cannot understand to something else that we sometimes struggle with. And that is often what we cannot see. So that is why our theme today, or along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. That's the kind of darkness we're talking about. Disorientating darkness. Fearful darkness. You know, like the horror movies? Yeah, that kind of you don't know what's lurking around the corner. That kind of darkness. Maybe you're worried about something happening at school. Maybe you're unsure where you stand with some of your friends who seem to have turned against you, and you feel so uncertain. Perhaps you don't know what the future holds, and you're a teenager who have just got your GCSE results. Perhaps there's tension at home. Perhaps you've lost someone so dear to you. Perhaps you're struggling with something that you haven't told anyone about yet, but it's right there in your heart, you're feeling it. Sometimes, from outside, everything looks fine. A friend sent me a picture of themselves having a nice time in Paris yesterday, and I said, wow, you look so good, you look so amazing. And this friend said to me, actually, it's a mask. I don't feel good. And that's the thing about darkness. Sometimes on the outside we may look all shiny and smiley, but in our heart the pain is right there. The thing about darkness is that it can make us stumble and lose our footing actually. I'm sure someone reminded us of that this morning. But that's a fun one. But we're talking of a real one, psychologically. Darkness can make us freeze. Recall that story in the book of Exodus, chapter 10, when the plague over Egypt. And the Bible tells us that the darkness in that plague was so deep that people in the daytime could not see one another. And it was scary because it went on for days, on and on. When you start questioning, when you freeze and you start questioning life and you're thinking, what do I do? Where do I go? Should I turn to the right? Should I turn to the left? That is what we're talking about. David knew what that was all about, which was probably why in Psalm 27 he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I won't fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He wasn't saying there wasn't darkness. He acknowledged the darkness, but he said, the Lord is my light. And that's important. Earlier, Eva received a candle. And in the prayer we said, while we were saying the prayers, part of what we said was that the Lord would deliver Eva from the darkness of this life. We were saying that we're praying for Eva that he will have a sense of Christ as the light in the midst of the darkness of life. Being a Christian doesn't mean we'll never experience difficult or confusing situations. But the point is, we never have to walk through them alone because we have the light of Christ. In Psalm 23, David wrote that even though I walk through the darkest valley, through what may look to me as the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. So the promise is never that there will be, the promise is never that we won't experience the dark valleys or the shadows of death. The promise is that God is with us in those valleys. Jesus doesn't just bring us light. He is the light. And that's what makes Jesus' words in John 8 so powerful. He didn't say, I have some light I'm giving you. He gave Eva the candle, but that was just a symbol of the light being given to her. But what she actually received is Jesus, the light of the world that doesn't go off. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, we were reminded that that light shines in darkness, and darkness has never been able to overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5. Darkness will not win as long as we embrace the light. No situation so confusing is too big for God's light to illuminate. No failure is so great that God's grace cannot come into it. No future is so uncertain that God cannot walk with us in it. If you're a young person here, if you're a teenager or an adult, an older person, it doesn't matter what stage of life you are. If you're feeling a bit down, know that the light of God is there for you to embrace. Again, back to the analogy of that candle being received by Eva through her parent. She could have said, no, I don't want that light. But that was received on our behalf. So we need to receive the light that God is offering us. We used to live in Pearly many years ago, and we had a nature reserve, lovely nature reserve just behind our flat. And one evening, my daughter was very young at that time, and we were walking through the woods there. It was getting very dark, and although we're just about 5 minutes from home, she became very nervous. You know that kind of thing when it starts getting really dark in the woods. And I said, why are you scared? I could sense she was getting scared. And she said, because I can't see the path in front of me very well. She said, Daddy, I can't see where we're going. I was, of course, holding on as a responsible adult. I was holding on to her. And I said, you don't need to worry that you can't see where we're going. Just know that I'm right there with you. All you just have to do is to keep following me. I think there's something deeply Christian about that. We often want God to switch on the floodlights so that we can see everything in front of us. We want to see the path in front of us clearly for the next 10 years, for the next 50 years. But sometimes God just gives enough light for the next step. And he says to us, just follow me. Just follow me. Just follow me. Sometimes all we have to do is just know that God is the light of the world and is the one leading us. And all we have to do is to follow him. Following Jesus as God's, as the light of the world, has got what some people might call, a side effect, I must say. Because not only does light guide, the light also exposes, you know that. you're doing something naughty in a dark room, and daddy comes and switches off the light, what's your immediate reaction? Oops. The light also exposes, and that's why some people sometimes are afraid of the light. But we should not be afraid of the light. We should not be afraid of the light. The light of God is here to bring us healing. The light of God is here to bring us wisdom. The light of God is here to illuminate our confusion. The light of God is here to give us healing and to guide our feet. And I just pray that we will have the sense to embrace the light. The light is for our good. It's not to embarrass us. It is to strengthen us. It is to empower us. It is to do us well. So I pray this morning that all of us, we have the strength to embrace the light of God as we walk in this life that is full of its ups and downs. May the light of Christ, which is greater than our darkness, be our constant guide in every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Okay, we're now going